Ready? Okay. Okay. We're on the Mishnah on Tzadik Testament Beis, the second Mishnah. Meet on Tzadik Testament Beis. Misha ha'isa derech harav maveris ha'soch tzadehu. If somebody has a private path going through his property, right? How'd that happen? So the Rashbam says, it's an old path. Somehow they have a path going through your property. Now, v'nosein lahem min hatzad. You feel you own this land. There's a path going through your land. This is ridiculous. I'll give the oilam. I can't take it away from them. I'll give the rabbim a path, but I'll make it on the side. So you know what? Mashinasan nosan. What you gave, you gave. In other words, they have a path on the side. Vishalo lohigiu, and you don't get that middle path. In other words, the rabbim now has two paths: the middle one, the one that you wanted to try to get rid of, and the one on the side. Okay, but that seems very unfair. The Gemara will go through it. Now the Gemara just says different measurements for sizes. The whole Gemara is going to be on that line, most of it. Now the Gemara is going to know different sizes. How big is a different size of a path? Derech Hayochid is Dalar Amos. A Derech Hayochid, a private path, is 4 Amos. Derech Harabim, 63 Amos. A Derech Harabim, a Rosh Harabim, is 16 Amos wide. We learned that out of Psukim. We had that. It's funny. This is Tzadik Tes of Bava Basra. That's learned on the Tzadik Tes of Masechta Shabbos. Pretty coincidental, right? The 99th plot of both. Derech HaMelech Ein Lo Shir. The king comes. There's no shir. He can take up as much space as he wants. So the Rashbam says, since we're mentioning paths, we throw this in. The Rashash has an afkirin al-halacha, what this is doing here. We'll get to it when we get to that in the Gemara.
Talking about the
superhighway? No,
superhighway. What's this?
No, when the king's coming.
It's Derech HaMelech.
Right, so the king wants a path. There's no shear how big that path is. Can I get 100 amas wide for his entourage? There's no shear. When the king seizes it, the king can do whatever he wants. Right? No shear. Derech HaKever, the derech of a kever, also ain lo shear, also has no shear. What's Derech HaKever? Rashbam says, Derech HaKever is when you have a funeral procession. So there's no shear for that. Ain lo shear. Hamaimid, when you have the Maimid practice, which was a certain kind of procedure to escort the mace to the Olam HaEmes, escort the Avelim. Dayanei Tzipori Amru, the Dayanei Tzipori say, the response, I don't know who those people are, whoever they are, some Tanayim, they say, Beis Arba Kabin. It's the amount of space that you can plant 4 Kabin. That's the amount you have to yield for a Maimid, for the return from the Avelim back from the cemetery. Okay. So, obviously, the key issue here in the daf is the question of, again, there's a path in my property, right, running right through, north to south. I don't want that. So I'll give, but I have to give them a path, because I can't take it away from them. They have a right to the path. I'll put it on the side. I'll give them a path on the side. Says the Gemara, Amai Shelo Lo Higiyu. Why doesn't he get his path back? Why doesn't he get his path back? We said if you do that, the Rosh Hashanah gets 2 now. The one you gave them and the original one. Why not? Why don't you get your path back? Look at the Rashbam. Amai shalolo higiyu klomar. Lama lo tiknuli lo chachamim. Why did the chachamim be misakein? Shehe lo rishus lo seislam derech menatzad bal karchan. Why can't the owner give them a path on the side by force? Sharei ein mafsid in klum. The rabbim is not losing anything by this. Why? They still got the path. The key goes there, kofin amir stone. You mean kofin amir stone? Why not? Right? Hilkach yehiderach shalahen konilo lagamri. They should acquire it. Shemirta lavor b'hai derach shalach laatzma v'huin yachal amud rabim b'din. Why not? It's amir stone. Says Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba and the Ritva, all of them ask the same question. That's an example of kofin aminas dome. He answers v'chimishi yesh lo derech besadach chadero himreshay ba'al atado lahach levoz v'derech acheres b'li reshus ba'al derech b'glash kofin aminas dome. What answer is that? Well, let's assume it's not the rabbim. Let's say it's 2 private people. Path, well, I can move the path over there, and if not, it's aminas dome. That's what I'm talking about. So there are 2 answers. Rabbeinu Yonah says, that since there's no money over here, it's not a monetary issue. The Rav has no monetary right. It's just it's a passage right. Since it's only he says like this, Kivan Shaderech ain't a mumen harab mamish. It's not a mumen harabim. Ella, rather, nafna lahem lehiluch ba'alma. It's just a rite of passage. But open zeh, in such a case, we should say kofet al midas adom. It would be kofet al midas adom. That's one answer. Then the Ritva says, we're talking about a situation where the first path was, we didn't know where the path was. Then, we don't know where the path was. It got lost. Whatever. We're going to have that again. So then the rabbin said, you know what? We'll make the path over here. Now the owner's over here. You made it. Make it over there. That's the case. Okay? So why doesn't he get it? After all, isn't it a midas adom? Why doesn't he get it? So, as a matter of fact, linkot pazra, let him take a stick, valet save, and let him sit there. I'm going to sit here, and no one's coming in. You want? I have a path over there for you. Well, I'll take a stick. I'll set up a guard. No one's coming in. Why not? Why can't you do that? Shmas minah. You see from here, lo oved inish dina denafshe afilu makom seda, that I cannot take the law into my own hands, even if I'm getting a loss. I'm not allowed to do that. Is that what you see from here? I can't take the law into my own hands, even if I'm getting a loss? Look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Lefi zeh, if that's true, b'chinam nakat masnisan. The Mishnah for nothing said, shahaya overes derech harabim soch sadehu, v'nasan lehem. Right, they're going through my land, and I've moved it over there. Da'afilu natlu lo b'chinam. Nami, kivon d'lo avid inish dina d'nafshe. Doesn't make a difference what the situation is. If you can't take the law into your own hands, the fact that you have a loss is irrelevant. You can't take the law into your own hands. I feel welcome to it, even if there's a loss. So Amar of Zvid, Mishmei Derava, you know what the problem is? Gzeira, Yitin Lahem Derech Alkason. Yeah, you're going to take the path away, and you're going to give them a path that's so circuitous, it's such a tercha. That you can't do. We don't let you get your path back, because maybe the other path you're going to give is going to take them meander around, and it's not going to get them to the other side. If you wouldn't do that, then maybe you could do it. That's all the Rishonim say. If it would be a normal path, it's 10 feet over there, that's not a problem. That's the midas, right. All three answers are very similar. From Misharshir Mishmeid to Rav Omar, no, but no, it's on Derek Al-Khazon. You gave them a path like that. Not maybe, but that's the case. It's always going to be that way. And Rashi Omar, Rashi says, call min atzad Derek Al-Khazon. Anytime it's on the side, automatically circuitous. Kruvel is there, Rechokel is there. What's close to one person is far away from another person. So you're moving in 5 feet, that's 5 feet more for me. For the other guy, it's a little bit closer, but you know what? For him, it's further away. So therefore, you lose yours. Therefore, you don't get your own back. I understand why you don't get your own back. The question is, why don't you get the one you gave back? Why don't you get that one back? I tried to give that one instead of this one. This one I'm not losing. I'm not getting back. So why don't I get that one back? Why do I lose both? Right? You hear?
Second one.
So get the second one back. Right? The Mishnah said, if you have a path, you try to move it over there, that one becomes a Shusha Rabin path, and the one you try to get back, you also don't get back. So I understand why you don't get that one back, because we're afraid you're going to make that one too winding. Right? Why don't you get this one back? Why don't you get the other one back? Velemalahu, Shiklu Dhu, Vahabilu Dizi, give it back. Give it back to me. I tried, it was unsuccessful, so let me have it back. Hamani, who's this go like? Rabbi Eliezer, he. Must be like Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabim, Shebaru, Derech La'atzman. Once the Rabim pick a path, Mashabiru, Baru. Once they pick it, they pick it. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabim, that's London. What are they, robbers? 1 second. Right. So they're robbers. Once they're having walk over to someone's property, yeah, we're going to use your property now for a shortcut. Right, we're going to choose. We had a meeting, a town hall meeting. We decided that we're going to use your path. We'll use your property to have a shortcut. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. He could do that. How could that be? There's a bunch of kanavim. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Gizel Amar Rav Ki Gomen Shavdu Lohen Derech Ba'osa Sadeh. No, they lost the field. They lost the path. They lost it. Everyone knows there was a path over here. Somehow, I don't know. There was a war, whatever. 5 years later, we don't know where the path is. So they had a town meeting, and they decided, we'll make it over there. Ihachi, if that's true, Amai Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Ein Alacha Korban Lazar. Then why did Rav, another member of that Rav says, we don't pass on Korban Lazar. This is entirely reasonable. There was a path. They lost it. Whatever it was, whatever the situation was, had a meeting, and they took it back. What's wrong with that? Why don't we hold like that? So the Gemara says, Man de masni la, ha, la masni ha. The two different people said members in the name of Rav. They can't agree with each other. In other words, there's a machlok is what Rav really said. Did Rav say it's okay? That's one member. One group of people said Rav said it's okay. And another group said, we don't pass it like that. So they can't agree with each other. I don't know. I don't know why.
I actually know somebody who lives in Muslim.
Yeah.
Bought a house. And there's the shortcut.
The what?
There's the shortcut.
What do you mean?
To get through, there's the shortcut.
Okay. So the whole town started going?
No, they've always been going. Since they bought the house, they don't have a choice. People all walk by their...
Right. Right, so is that a case of a robin, or that's just people who wanted to make a shortcut? It's a bunch of guys in the shul, go get a shortcut to the shul. Right. I had that in Flatbush also. Everyone uses the guy's backyard. What? Right. Everyone uses the guy's backyard. And they tied it with Zen and Zel Lachasar. What do you care? Because what do you mean, what do I care? I don't want people in my backyard all the time.
Right.
6 o'clock in the morning, his wife's in the kitchen drinking coffee, and this guy's walking through a yard. To get to the shortcut. It's not so unreasonable on her part. But I think he lost that fight. So now that he actually has a lock and everyone has the combination, he gave up. How many years can you fight? Right? It's one guy fighting the whole block. He's not going to lose that fight. The time mai, what's pshat? Mishum Rav Yehuda. Dom Rav Yehuda. Once the rabbim has a path, usher lekalkalo. You're not allowed to take it away. You're not allowed to take it away. Not allowed to take it away. One second. Yeah, the Meiri says, what's up with the adding with this memra? You're not allowed to take it away. He says it might be like being maktish something. Like it's very, very serious. You know, can't take it away. It's just etched in stone. So he gives them a pass on the side. That's it. Once you give it to them, what can you do? You can't take it back. That's it.
The question would be, if that's a prospective buyer, you have a shortcut in your backyard.
But so the Rashbam says... The Rashbam says that we had a case like this in what? Right. So the Rashbam says it's similar. We had a case like this back in Ksuvis, that there was a guy who had a field, and the field was surrounded by four different fields, and he had a path getting out to the street from one of the fields. He goes to Yeshiva for 5 years, comes back, he doesn't remember where the path was, and in the meantime, those four different people sold it all to one person. So, remember this? So the halacha was, he gets a pass from one of them. Which one? They have to decide among themselves. So, look at the Rashbam of Amai Amar Rav Ein Halacha Ker Belazar. Right? 1 minute. So he says, "We have a laudin imo." Shafil hachamim chok on admon. That's the case over there. Even the hacham who argue on admon over there, when the guy can't find his path with four other fields, for omrim you got low derech. You have to either buy one, or you have friach ba'avir, or go fly in the air. In other words, you don't get a path. One said you get one. I said no, but you have to buy it or go fly there. Ha'akimna b'chad asim mikoch arba. That's one out of four. One guy with four other people. Aval. Also sade, but if it's the same field, divi hakol chayav al sade lizlo derech lekanis lo sadehu. If it's one guy and one guy, of course you have to give him a path. V'gabei rabin dinush imbiru latzman yafa asu. They get a good path. So going back to your question, does that answer your question? Right. For what? I know we had hard. It's hard to for us to understand this kind of society, but that's what it was. So that we had, that was a machlokas, one was 1 and 4. But here, it's not 1 and 4. So the response is, even if you have a machlokas about that, one said you get one for free, and one man said you have to buy it. Here, they get it for free. Why? You gave it to them. Verbelezer, Rabim, the Mai Kanule. According to Rabbi Eliezer, how does the Rabbim acquire this path? The guy got up in shul and said, you know what? Sick and tired of you people going through my land. I'm making a path on the side. What's the halacha? Not only do they keep the path in the middle, they also acquire the path on the side. How do they acquire the path on the side? Right? That's what the Gemara says. How do they acquire it? Says the Gemara, bihilucha, by walking through it. What kind of kinyan is that? Titania, halach ba la'arka ularachba, you walk back and forth, kana, makom hilucho, you acquire it, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The chacham say, no, ain't hiluach mo'al klum, that's not a kinyan. Ad, sheyachzik, you gotta make it a kinyan. You make a kinyan, that's wonderful. Amar Belezer, my time at Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say walking is enough? The ksiv, it says in the pasuk of the Torah, Parshas, Lech lecha, kum, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, his halech, be'eret, la'arka, ularachba. Right? Why? Ki lecha et nena. Give it to you. That's the way to get it. How do you get it? By walking back and forth, up and down.
It wasn't his yet.
What? Right, so the Ritva says that's exactly the point. Once he did this, it's not really a raya. It's just more of a... I'll show you an example where Hashem did this. It's not really a... The Ritva says that Avraham Avinu, once Hashem promised him this, now how do you take it away? So the Bnei Yisrael are not going to be worthy. So how do you take it away? You promised. That's really what's going on here. Ki lechot nena v'rabanan hasam na hasam. But like what you say, mishum chavivusa da Avraham hu deka amalei, because he loved Avraham so much he said it to him. Hachi kadesh she noach lichbosh lifnei banav. It'll be easier for the children to acquire it if Avram walked up and down once before. Why? So the Ritva says, because, of course it's going to be easier. How's Hashem going to take back his promise? He's going to take it back. They're not worthy. What's Hashem going to do? Take it back? He's not going to take it back his promise. That's what the Ritva says. The Kos Yeshuos has a whole omnis. We have an idea. The Gemara is going to say later on in the Kuf Mem Beis, we know that you're not allowed to be machnas something for an Uber. Why? It's davar shelo bala olam. What about your own ubar? So we're going to have this later on Kuf Mem Beis. Adam makne le ubar shelo nechasim kana. That works. Af she ubar dayin lo olam. Even though it's not in the world, yeah, but it's yours. So there's some. We're going to get to the details about that later. That'll work. But if you acquire it for someone else's ubar, that's not going to work. Why? It's not your ubar. Someone else's wife is pregnant. Not you, right? Says the Gemara there, why does that work? Why does it work for your own Ubar and not for someone else's? So the Gemara uses the exact same lashon. Mishum machmas chavivuso, because it's your own baby in there, your own child's coming out. Gomar bedaito lahaknos lo, afsh adayin eno ba'olam. You hear that? You can give something over. What, you can't wait. You're so excited. You're already writing up the will to give him he's not even born yet. That's okay. Why? Because it's such a chavivus thing to you. So that's what Hashem did with Avraham Avinu. V'huadin, Avraham af she'ein adam kona bekarka b'helicho. Of course you're right. Of course he didn't acquire it now. Why? It's not acquiring. Mikol makom, machvaz chavivuso, hakona lo kodesh baruch hu et eretz yisrael b'halicha, af she'ba'alma einu nechshav kinyan. It's not a kinyan. But the same idea. Therefore, and the Chassam Sofer says the same idea. That's what's going on here. It's a beautiful vart. Okay? It's a beautiful longest word. Okay? Next. Amar Rav Yossi bar Rebbe Chanina. Modim Chachamim l'Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim agreed l'Rebbe Eliezer. B'shvil shel kramim. If you have a path of a vineyard. Ho'el v'nasa l'hiluch nikna b'hiluch. Everybody would agree that you could acquire a vineyard but just by walking through it. Why? That's an active acquisition when it comes to a vineyard. Ki asu l'kaved Rav Yitzchak bar Ami. Amar lehu. Havulei ki eich didari tuna Dishavishta. What does that mean? Oh, yeah. Go carry wood, is that what it means?
Branches.
Go carry branches through that path, and just by carrying branches you're going to acquire the path. Fahadar. And then come back. Vlomaran, that's only true. El de Mesaimon Mechitza. If there's a Mechitza there. The Avaloma Simon Mechitza, but if there's not a Mechitza, then Kihechi de Shakel Kara Umanach Kara. In other words, the branches were very, very wide. So he wanted to make sure that's the width of the path, but the branches shouldn't ruin. The mechitza means the sides of the path are full of vineyard. So if you take these huge branches and break the vineyards, you're destroying it. So that's why he told him not to do it that way. If there is no mechitza, then the normal amount of time, the car is a foot. The normal walking path, that's the normal path that you're going to acquire.
Okay, this Gemara, if he's a learned person, he knows he can't do this, right?
Right.
So this guy's ignorant, and then he loses the field.
Not what do you mean, he's ignorant?
He didn't realize halacha. He said that's why a second, so he loses both fields. He knew halacha, right, he'd know that he can't get a fat.
Right.
Is there anything? He loses out?
Interesting. How it comes out, halacha l'maaseh, I don't know. Interesting. I hear what you're asking. Right, interesting. I don't know. Look that up. Okay. Derech HaYachid Dal Ramas. Tana. Acherim Omrim. A Derech HaYachid is 4 Ramas. So Acherim said, Kedesh Yavach Hamor B'masoy. How wide is that? Like a donkey walking with a load. That's a normal path. Omr of Huna. Halacha Acherim. That's how we pass Kentaka. Dayane Gola Omrim. The Dionagola say, that's Shmuel and Karna, Shnei Gemadim, Umechsa, 2.5 Gemadim. What's Gemadim? The Rashbam says a certain kind of measurement of an Amma, smaller size Amma. From Rav Huna, Halacha Kedayne Gola. That's how we pass it. Rav Huna Halacha Kacherim. Rav Huna just said Halacha Kacherim. So the Gemara answer is, I divide the Chachi Uruhu. You're right, it's the same shear. That's the shear, 4 Amos. 2.5 Gemadim, whatever is 4 Amos. Derech HaRabim, 6.3 Amos. Derech HaRabim is 16. Tanar Rabbanan. Derech HaYachid, 4 Amos. Derech HaYachid is 16. 4. Derech Meir Le'ir, 8 Amos. Sometimes they have a highway going just from one city to another city. That's 8 Amos. Really, it's a Derech HaYachid. But the Rashbam says, but this way you have 2 wagons going. One's 4, they won't crash. They can pass each other by. Derech HaRabim, or Rosh HaRabim, is 6 Amos. 16 Amos. Derech Ari Miklat, the path to go to an Ari Miklat is Shloshu Shtayim Amos. 32. Where do you get 32 from? Amar Rav Huna, Maikra. What's the source for that? The Chsiv, because it says, Tachin Lecha HaDerech. Derech? Doesn't say Derech. HaDerech. So whatever a Derech is, it's double that. So normal one is 16, Ari Miklat's 32. Okay? Now Derech HaMelech Ein LaShir. A Derech HaMelech has no Shir. What does that mean? Shamelech Poritz Gader. He could break down a fence, lasos lo derech, to make a fence, v'ein momchin biyodo. Nobody can stop him. Can't stop him. So there's no shear. So the Rashbam said, he says it here again, Mishnehi b'sanhedrin, v'av gav grora, knock up a masnizim. Since we're mentioning pears, we throw in this one. Says the Rashash? No, the Me'iri. Let's say, he says the halachic shayla, let's say I sell you a path, and this is very foolish, and I write in this shtar, I'm selling you a path, Kederach HaMelech. How wide is that path? Says the Me'iri, as wide as you want. Kederach HaMelech, Ein Lo Shir. The Me'iri does say, you can't break the property. A Melech can be poor, it's Keder. A Melech can break down your fence, he can do anything, take your house, whatever. That you can't do. But how wide can the path be? As wide as possible. Why? Because it's very foolish. That's a big Amaret. Wrote that in the document. So it actually has halachic significance. Derech HaKever ain't lo shir. Derech HaKever also has no shir. Why not? Bishem Yikra Dishchava. That's a covered for the mace. Covered for the mace. To have a beautiful funeral is as wide as you want. So when someone dies, I guess maybe it goes by the amount of the covered. Hamayim Medayin Tzipor Omedal Kavin. Tanar Abonan. Hamocher Kivro. If you sell a kever, or Derech Kivro, or the weight of the kever, or Mako Ma'amado, or the place where they would escort the guy back, or basis Bedo, or the chapel, or whatever, the room where they would make a hesped. If you sell any of that, the sale is invalid. Boy b'nei mishpacha, the mishpacha could come, the kovrin oso al karcho, and bury there against the owner's will, the buyer's will, mishum pagam mishpacha. What kind of pagam is that to the mishpacha? Somebody owned a caver, sold it to someone else? That's an invalid sale. What are the parameters of this halacha? That I don't know. But I do know one thing. Look at the Rashbam that says, Hamocher Kivro. If somebody sells a field, it's a very short Rashbam. Not Hamocher Kivro, not a field. Someone sells a caver. See Hamocher Kivro? Says the Rashbam, Ma'aros ha'yo'osin lehem b'chayehen. They would make caves in the day. Likvar sham meisei mishpacha. To bury the family there when they were going to die. Kiditnam b'mastisim. Like we're learning in the Mishnah. What? Right. So there's a tremendous discussion about this. The Sefer Chassidim says, if you bury a body, if you bury, this is in his tzava, this is number 2 in the tzava. This is the second tzava of Yehuda HaChassid. It's a whole controversy whether we hold from the things in the Tzava. Many, many things in there we do not hold from. This one, the Rama Paskin's like. He says, if you have a caver, a caver that's dug, the empty overnight, that's horrible. He says, he writes in it that somebody will die in the town within 2 weeks if you ever do that. Now the Rama quotes it la halacha. He doesn't quote that part, but he does quote in Simon Shin Lamed Tes. Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Aleph. There's a big Rama here, and he says in there, the Usr Lachatov Shum Kever, it's Usr to dig a grave, Lios Pasuach, to be an open grave, Ad Lamachar, until the following day. Shalo Yikbaru Bohameis Ba'osu Hayom. He's not going to be buried that day. The Beferish Rama. He's V'yesh Sakana B'davar. He's just as if it's a Sakana. Who quote? Rabbeinu Yeruchim, B'shem, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Right? So Beferish Rama. I spoke to Daniel last night. I asked him. I said, is it? So he says, listen, they and I don't know, like Lamaisel, how this comes down. He told me, if they know they're having a funeral on Sunday, and they get a call right on a Friday, they don't do any digging themselves. So maybe the Goyim, he says, they'll do it maybe on a Saturday, even on a Friday afternoon, they'll do it. He doesn't, there's no deceiver like that. So maybe if it's a Goy, it doesn't apply, and all the parameters. You know? So it's fascinating, these halachas that come out of a little tiny Rashbam, right, Rehuda HaChassid, like I said, many things in the Rehuda HaChassid we don't hold from. Most people take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh. Most people do that. What? Sometimes he did it he wrote it only for his own family. But there are my pastimes like this.
There are many things that people hold from it like gospel.
I understand. Like Rav Gershon once said, if Lo Sigzol would be in the Tzavah of Rehuda HaChassid, people would hold from it. So, but this one the Rama Paskin's like. So you can't get out of a Rama. The Rama didn't write the Rama for his family. Now you can't say that answer. The Rama is a Sifra Halacha. So it's a very fascinating whole, just fascinating. Like, all these types of Halachas, nobody knows them. Because they don't, fortunately, luckily, people don't deal with them. I once heard there's even an Indian not to learn them until once you're a Rav, or until, unfortunately, until you have to. Like, I'm going to have a state of Hilchas Avelis. That's not, it's really a little bit frowned upon. To go be an expert in Hilchas Avelis, you don't have to. So all these halachas, people don't really know them. You know, I mean, tomorrow's daf, you look at those pictures, it's scary, what's going on over there. But I thought that was very fascinating. So...
What's the reason? If your possession can go on your own property... No?
Right. Apparently it can go on your...
Longer,
what? No, so we feel that the cover to the mace outweighs your private property.
That's what that's... A longer thing, as opposed to a wider...
What?
Why does it make it a wider procession? Make it a longer, narrow one. Why do you have to go on someone's property to accomplish the same thing?
Because it looks more... what are you going to do? You're going to have a narrow line that's going to stretch for 2 miles? That doesn't look so good. You have three people and standing next to each other and it goes for 50 miles? No. It's much nicer. A whole huge crowd shows up.
That's not absolutely like that you're trespassing.
No. They don't look. The Gemara doesn't look at it that way. Oh, so the whole discussion. Who gets the money back? The whole... The Rambam has a whole...
If it's he himself selling, why can't he sell his own thing? If someone else sold it for him, then it's not a good property.
Right, so interesting. The Prisha has a whole... He says as follows. He says, once you sell a caver, it becomes Asa Bahana. How are you getting the money back? Because the whole caver is Asa Bahana. One of those things in the world is Asa Bahana. A mace is Asa Bahana. That's why they have all these childs about what you can do with a mace. So once it's sold, how do you get the money back? Right? It's all the Shaila. Okay. Tadarabanan. This is actually stuff. Tadarabanan. Ein Pochsin Mishiva Ma'amados. We do not have less than 7 Ma'amados, 7 standing ups, Umoshavos, and sitting downs, Lemais, for a mace. We actually, Halacha Lemaisa, today at a funeral, we still practice this. They will move that row 7 times. And they say the Tehillim of Yoshev B'Seser. They will move that row 7 times. It's a Zecher to this. Not Zecher, this is it. Kineged, why 7? Havel, Havalim, Amar Kehelis, Havel, Havalim, Akol, Havel. It says Havel 7 times. Havalim is plural, counts as 2. Look at the Rashbam. 1 minute. The Ritva says the 7 Havalim is for the seven pu'ulas of the world. That says in Parshas Noach. Zerah, Katzir, Kar, Chom, Choref, Kayetz, and the 7th includes all 7. 7 ways you can work in this world. You know what? It's all Hevel. That's what the Ritva says. It's a reminder that at the end of the day, it's all hevel. At the end of the day, you can work all your whole life, it's all hevel. The Lechem Shemayim says it's the seven tekufas of a person, and he can divide it into 50 tekufas. He divides it into seven. The first one is you're a yelid, then you're a nar, then you're an elim, then you're a strong guy, you're a bacher, you're an omeid, you're a zakein, and then you're really old. He calls it a yeshishus. You know what? It's all hevel. That's a reminder when you go to a funeral. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says it's mishiva ma'amados u'moshavos. The chaziras min akever, when you're coming back from the burial. Holichin ma'at, you walk a little bit. The yoshvin, you sit down. Lenachem ha'avel, to be menachem the avel. Oh, or laharbos tsar alameis shemeis or laharbos pebechi, or to moan about the loss and to cry seven times. V'laseis ish elibo lashuv b'tshuva. It's a moment of tshuva. Why? Ki chai ha'adam hevel. Because at the end of the day, your end is in the ground. That's a moment of tshuva. V'omdin v'holchin ma'at, v'chozin v'yoshin ma'at. You walk, you stop, you walk, you stop. They do this today, at every funeral. Kach osin zayin pa'amim, it does seven times. K'delasos elibam b'chai ha'adam hevel. Again, he says, like the Rashbam Kedarko, Bakodesh, he repeats everything he says. It's a wake-up call. Then he says, listen to this. I saw somebody wrote, so why do you do this? Because the shadim escort you. You come to a cemetery, that's where the shadim hang out. So when you leave the cemetery, the shadim are coming with you. So you stop seven times to get the shadim not to come with you. Okay? Then he says, "Lakach tiknuma madus u'moshavos." That's what you have. Stop and sit down seven times. K'day shebetzolch kach. Because of that, you start going shadim elayim. The shadim will leave.
That's what we do on the way in.
1 minute. Veloni hira. I don't agree. I don't think that's the right shot. The imkain. If that would be the right shot, hayosin kain b'kol makom. Why just a funeral? You walk into an abandoned building. You should stop seven times to get the shadim not to come with you. Every time you do go somewhere where there's danger, you should stop seven times. You don't find that. Only by a cemetery. Also, v'od my kineged hevel avolim. So what does that have to do with hevel avolim?
Why seven times?
What? Why seven times? Exactly. So the Gemara says hevel avolim. It's really because of shadim. How does that fit in with the word hevel avolim? But that's such a kasha. We find many times in the Gemara. The Gemara will say one thing, and all the Rishonim say something totally different. That's not so rare. But he doesn't like that pshat with shadim. We have a hard time accepting that pshat. So we'll go back to the first pshat. It's a tshuva, right? You stop seven times. Every time you should remember, life is just nothing. Right? You could work your whole life, but what's the end? You're in the ground. Okay, it's tshuva. Hevel, hevelim is two. Hakol hevel, hevel hevelim, hakol hevel.
One pasuk.
Right, no, that pasuk says it seven times. Yeah. Amalei Rav Acha Berei Derovel Rav Ashi. Hechi Avdi. So Lamaisa, how do you do this whole funeral thing? So Amalei Kidatanya, Amar of Yehuda, Birishona, originally, Loha Yapoksa Mishiv Mamadas and Mushavas Lames. They would not do less than seven. Kigong, for example, Imdu Yukarim, everyone get up. Imdu, get up. Shuvu, sit down, Yukarim. Shuvu, sit down. Amrulo, Im Kane, Af Bishabis Mutter Lasos Kane. If that's all it is, you could do it on Shabbos. So, what's going on over here? So they explain, they thought that there was some kind of, not malacha, some kind of tsar. They shouldn't do unnecessary tsar on Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, well, if that's all you're doing, you can even do it on Shabbos. We're going to ask in a minute, what are you doing at a cemetery on Shabbos? How could you be at a cemetery? You can't bury someone on Shabbos. So we're going to ask that in a minute. But if that's all it is, theoretically, what's the issur on Shabbos? Extra tsar. There's no extra tsar. Get up, sit down. What kind of tsar is that? That does away with the whole tshuva of the moment. What kind of tshuva is this? It's like, you know, there's no thinking, there's no introspection. So if that's the case, you can do it on Shabbos. Achte d'roi bar Papa havin esiva lehul of Avia. Roman bar Papa's sister was married to Rav Avia, and she died. Shchiva, she died. So avod lo maimenu Moshev. So Rav Avia, for his wife, did this getting up and sitting down story. Amar Rav Yosef, ta betarti. He made two mistakes. He made more than two. He made two mistakes. What's the mistakes? Ta, first of all, she ain't also an elabit kerovim. You only do this for relatives. You only invite relatives for this. For who? Avad afilu beruchokim. He invited the whole town. Other people. That's first of all. Ta, also, she ain't also an elabit yom rishon. You only do this on the first day. Vu avad b'yom sheni. He did on day number two. Abaya omar b'hanamita. Another mistake. She'en osin el b'beis ha'kvaras. You only do it at the cemetery. Vuhu osin b'ir. He did it in his house. Second day of Shiva, he did it. You don't do that. Rava omar b'hanamita. I mean, another mistake. She'en osin el magum shenangu. You only do that if there's a minhag in the town. V'hasim lo nogu. There was no minhag. Everybody's scratching their head. What's this guy doing? There's no minhag like that. So, okay, a few mistakes. Now, meisvei. Amru lo. Im kain af b'shabbos mutar lasos kain. Can you even do it on Shabbos? Now wait a minute. The e amrit beis hakvaris biyom aleph. If you tell me it's at the cemetery on the first day, beis hakvaris b'shabbos my boy. What are you doing in the cemetery? So the Gemara says no. The Gemara thought it's a tchum problem. Well, not you didn't bury the person on Shabbos. Obviously not. So b'ir hasmucha lebeis hakvaris. It's not a problem. It's in the town. The cemetery is in the town, not a tchum problem. And dam tiyuhu ben hashmashas. You buried him right before Shabbos started. So really, it's Friday night already, right? You just buried the guy. That was mutter, Friday afternoon. Now we're going to do this procedure on Shabbos. That's not a problem. So the Marsha says, wait a minute. Why don't we answer that same question? Why don't we ask the same question before? How could you bury somebody on Shabbos? We said, oh, if I would have known this what you're doing, even on Shabbos, you could do it. Why don't we ask over there, what are you doing on Shabbos? So the Rashbam says, to answer that question, the Rashbam says, this is a fascinating halacha. I don't think we're passing like this. The Rashbam says that aninus, the night follows the day. So it's not a kasha. If you bury somebody on Friday, that night, Friday night, Shabbos, you're still considered an onin. Or avela first day, the night follows the day. Not the day follows the night. I'm sorry. Yeah. The night follows the day. So Friday, you buried, no Shiloh Shabbos, no problem. Now that night, you want to do you could do it. Why? Because it goes after the day before. That's what the Marsha says. That's what they all say. Halayel l'holik acharyom, l'chein, afim karvur semeis b'erev Shabbat, even though they buried the guy on Friday, halayla shayach adayin l'yom. The night, Friday night, is connected to the Friday afternoon. V'nimta, shalel Shabbos v'adayin yom ha'kvura. It's still considered the yom ha'kvura. Quotes, yom ha'kvura. V'im kein, ein makom l'hak shalel Rabbi Yosef. It's not a kasha. Now, I don't know if it passed on. Maybe there are some shemets of this idea that still remain in Hilchas Aveilus. I'm not aware of it.
That's why they sit down as fast as possible.
No, they sit down as fast as possible to chop in the day.
Yeah, exactly. The days, you start the day. Day one starts, day two starts the next day.
Right. I said, no, that's regular halacha, that the night is a new day.
But if you don't have a chance to sit down, you just brought it and poured it into the next day.
Yeah. You know what? I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So that's why we didn't ask the question, because there wouldn't be a problem of Shabbos. But, all right, so that was actually interesting stuff, and tomorrow we'll resume more of this. So now that we mentioned the thing about Kvura, now the Mishnayos already are going to have a whole Mishnah here about how a grave is configured, and very few lines tomorrow. But I'm sure that's just a mirage. We will speak everyone tomorrow. Have a good day.